All right. So how to be a successful real estate agent in 5 steps. Oh, man, I'm excited. We are going to jump into this and I'm not going to waste any time. Let's start out with number one. Now, we know to be a successful real estate agent, the number one thing that matters beyond anything else is you have to have absolute clarity on exactly what you want to accomplish. Now, that doesn't mean you kind of know. It doesn't mean that you're like, you know what, I hope I sell a couple houses this year, or I hope that I do this, or I hope to do that. No, we are talking bullet point, right? We are talking hitting that bullseye. And to do that, we have to have a plan in place. We have to know on a daily basis exactly what that target is, be crystal clear, know every piece of the formula that we need to have to make sure that that target is reached. And we do that with step number two, which is focusing on lead measures. Now, when we focus on lead measures, that means there's usually 2 or 3 things that we can be doing in real estate that if we focus on only these two, it'll deliver us all of the results we're looking for. Everything that we're wanting to accomplish, it will deliver on those lead measures, right? It's the Pareto's principle. You know, the 80-20, 20% of your efforts produce 80% of all of your results. It's what you focus on matters. So when we're looking at this, we know in real estate, the two that matter the most, we call those conversations and ambassadors. You're like, well, conversations, obviously, yeah. You have to have a certain amount of conversations about buying or selling real estate every single day. Now, in our programs, we know that that's an exact formula. I mean, you can set your watch to it. Now, everybody will have a different amount per how many appointments held, signed agreements, and closed deals you're going to have, depending upon the size of your database, past clients, your center of influence, all of these things. But I've been doing this for over 20 plus years. And I've tracked this. I've gone into top elite agents databases, and it can usually get set down to a very simple number, which is what we bring up in number two, which is what we call ambassadors. Now, with ambassadors, this means people that know you, like you, trust you, would do real estate business with you. And we know for every 6 ambassadors that you have in your database, on a 46 touch program or more, they're going to produce you 1 piece of business or deliver you 1 referral. Think about that for every 6. Remember, in real estate, our only job is making people feel special. The hardest thing to do is do that at scale. So we have to build systems and we have to focus on this and we have to do all of these things to make sure that the day-to-day, what we call this rhythm of success, happens. Now, in that rhythm, you're going to lose track of all of this if you don't have number 3, visual scoreboards. Everyone asks me, Brennan, how have you sold over billions of dollars of real estate? You know, you have this real estate team that's the number 1 real estate team in the state of Colorado. You know, you coach agents across. And I go, it's very simple. What separates the good from the great is visual scoreboards. Having exactly what you need to do in front of you on a daily basis to hold yourself accountable. See, in real estate, the biggest challenge we have is accountability. We have all the best intentions, but then life happens and showings and then objections and listing appointments, buyer appointments, all of this stuff starts happening. Closings, which are great, right? But they throw us off. And that's why we have to have everything visual so that we don't lose track. We know, are we on pace, off pace, or ahead of pace? And if not, then what do we need to do to close that gap, right? That's all we are thinking about all the time is if it's visual and it's in front of us, we can't escape it. And it gets fun. We also want to make a game out of things, right? If there's always this gamification, real estate is not overly exciting. It gets boring. So if we can make it a game, it's that much easier to accomplish. Then with those scoreboards, you know that the clock is ticking, right? So we work every single day that you win the day, you win the week, and you win the year. And we look at that timer going down. It's like click, 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 click. so that when you're by the 19th of the month, the 25th of the month, and you're looking at your score and you're going, I'm not quite there, you got to kick it into overdrive to make sure that you get to where you need to be. Now, number four, we know that this is a big system that we have to take down. So most successful real estate professionals, they focus on 1 week at a time. They're going to implement tools and systems. In our world, what we call power plays, right? We like to have a lot of fun. We call these power plays. Now, with a power play, it's something that we're going to accomplish as a group every week until we take this big elephant and we just take the bites out of it piece by piece by piece. And we'll look back a few months ago and go, holy mackerel, we really are crushing it, right? We're winning this week, week after week. And that's what makes it exciting. That's what we're trying to do, right? We want to have the wins, right? All of those are what matter. And when we can do that together in a community, it becomes fun. So who you're around and who you do this with matters. So make sure you're choosing that wisely. And then number five, probably the most important, is practice, right? We get into this business and we think that as long as we do these certain things, we're going to be fine. Well, to be truly one of the greats, you have to practice. Think about a musician, right? They're sitting there and they're looking at this and they're going, I am practicing hours and hours, 10,000 hours of mastery, so that when that person gets that solo, she's looking at this and she's going, I might only have a solo for 2 to 3 minutes in front of this huge auditorium, but all of that practice paid off in that moment. Are you practicing enough every single week? Are you doing role play? Is your listing presentation where it needs to be? Is your buyer consultation where it needs to be? Have you been practicing at the level you want to play at? Or do you just all of a sudden set an appointment because your Uncle Tony referred somebody to you, which is great, and you show up and they go with someone else because they felt that someone else was a better fit? No one else was a better fit. They were just more refined and had more practice. So let's pull this all together, right? So when we're looking at these five steps, you got to create what we call this rhythm of success. So again, number one, absolute clarity. Number two, you've got to know what you're focusing on. Conversations and ambassadors, they'll lead to all of the other things, appointments, signed, all of this. Do you know your formula? Do you know your formula? Number three, do you have everything visual? Do you have crystal clear visual scoreboards everywhere, right? Number four, are you winning the week? Are you adding skills and systems to your process to win week by week? And then number five, of course, how much practice are you getting in? Do you have practice built into your calendar, right? Now, if you're struggling with any of this, we've created an amazing program. It's called Pulse. Productivity ultimately leads to success every day. You can find the information below. Join the Pulse Nation. Join us and understand how to make this whole system work. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video.